This is WRVO Public Media on NPR One. I'm Jason Smith with this regional news update. With the help of tax breaks from the city of Syracuse, developer Ed Riley expects work to begin on the renovation of Symphony Tower in downtown Syracuse next month. Plans are to create a 120-room extended stay hotel that will operate under the Hyatt name. It's across the street from the Marriott downtown Syracuse, and Riley says it will cater to a different crowd than the former Hotel Syracuse, which sees a lot of business travelers.
That hotel will cater more towards extended stay families. We expect a very robust business because of the amount of families that come into Syracuse for healthcare treatment, and they're here for 3 to 4 days. They don't want all the bells and whistles of a hotel like this. They just want a place to sleep, and they'll buy their own food, which in an extended stay hotel they can do.
Riley expects the project to cost about $20 million. The deal with the city forgives $500,000 in past tax penalties. Developers will still have to pay $1.1 million in back taxes and will be required to hire a certain percentage of city residents during construction and afterwards. The Syracuse Common Council must first approve the tax deal for the new hotel before it goes through. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some councilors have reservations about some of the details, which they say could be unprecedented.
When the city of Syracuse enters into a tax trust with a commercial property over delinquent taxes, it can be repaid over a 5-year period. But Riley and his limited liability company that owns the Symphony Tower property want to repay back taxes over 15 years. That and waiving off the tax penalties requires common council approval. Councillor Nader Maroon and other councillors are questioning if that is fair to other businesses and city residents who are behind on their taxes.
My ultimate concern is, can the city, it's facing a major deficit and spending its reserves, offer these types of arrangements? I'm not saying that the project's not a good one. I'm just looking at it as our fiduciary responsibility on the council.
Maroon requested more information on the city's deficit, promising to wait on the agreement until he receives it. Riley and the chairman and CEO of the construction company Hayner Hoyt formed the LLC that became the owner of the Symphony Tower property last year. Hayner Hoyt owned the property and the delinquent taxes and penalties before entering into the LLC. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.